All right, if you're just joining us, you've missed a lot. We are in the top of the 17th. Weebies batting against CSR, runner on second. They implicated the Ghost Runner last set of innings and at-bats. Here's the pitch to the plate. One side behind. Count is, was it one or two? I don't know which I don't know which hands he's using out there at the umpire, but we think it's a 2-1 count now. Pitcher comes set. Here's the pitch. Foul ball at the plate. 2-2 is the count. No outs. CSR was down 4-3-1, and they came back and tied it last inning. Here's the pitch. Popped up to first base side. Brent's underneath it. Caught at first base for the first out of the inning. Secret 9 scoring the big two runs in the 15th inning to go ahead. Three runs in the 15th to go up. And then the 17th,
apparently. We're actually in the bottom of the 17th.
No, Secret 9.
We have a very tenuous grasp on what inning it is. But it's 4-4-3 right now. CSR has four, S9 has four, and the Weebies have three.
My bad.
Here's the pitch. Outside.
Come on, this recording really matters.
Commissioner at bat here, wearing a flannel jacket. And he's still got his knee highs on. CSR and CSR sharing a dugout with the Fifth Ward Weebies on the third base side.
Oh shit!
Secret 9 occupying the first base dugout.
Got us a case of beer.
People have had to come and go. We've had lost some players, added some players coming back after other obligations for the evening. Pitcher comes set, comes to the plate. Almost hits the commissioner inside. Gentilly Giants umpiring this game. There's been some crazy moments, but everything's pretty much been held together. All right, after the wild pitch. Here we go. Ball high and outside. Commissioner walks. So now we have runners on first and second. Piper showing up. Good man, bringing beers.
Half case of Modelo.
The next pitch.
This is from Jared, though.
Next pitch to X. Fouls it off up ahead of him. Counts 0-1.
Make sure you mention that we got David Decay on FaceTime.
I think you just mentioned it. We have David Decay on FaceTime. Here we go. The count is 0-1. Here's the pitch.
He's been with us for like 6 or 7 innings at least.
Oh, swings high at a high inside ball. Very much a kind of an axe chop.
Give it to him again.
Mike, have you ever seen Tyrell pitch in a game?
I have seen Tyrell pitch in a game, and I've umpired with Tyrell pitching in a game.
This is my first time seeing him, I think.
Well, you don't see him a whole lot. But as we are in the 17th inning, here's the pitch. Ball is popped short to second base, over the second base head. Runner advances to third. Commissioner advances to second. Everyone's safe on the little blooper to over the second base into the shallow outfield.
That's a classic piece of X hitting right there.
Classic.
He hits it. Right,
took what he got and just got the ball in play. And now we have bases loaded. I think there's one out. I apologize.
E.B. Joe's nipples are just poking through the nipple stars.
Yes, we have one out. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Outside. So ball one. Our league social media manager getting ready in the on-deck circle. He's wearing a jacket to go with his mustache. Comes set, the pitch. Strike on the inside corner.
That was inside. Didn't like that. Let's go, Joe.
All right, here we are, 1-1. Skipper Alex is passing around some bourbon right now for a little liquid courage for the faithful that have stayed. Here's the pitch. Outside. Counts 2-1. Jared ranging over well to go get that ball outside. I believe we have, I can't really tell who's at third base. We have the commissioner at second and X at first. Here's the pitch. Outside again. Count is 3-1. If the Weebies score here, they will make a three-way tie at 4-4-4 in the 17th inning. That makes about as much sense to you as it does to us. Here's the pitch. Ooh, swing on a good strike over the outside part of the plate, outside third of the plate.
Dial it in, Joe. You got this.
So the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Big pitch right here. Pitcher comes set. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball four. Walks in a run. It is tied 4-4-4. It is 11:58 p.m. on Thursday, December 7th. And we are still here. We are going to keep playing baseball. It's tied. Now, bases are still loaded with one out. Chuck and all of his mustache are at the plate. If a run scores here, they will take the lead, but we need to play so that everybody else bats one. So this is not over. All right. We're doing a play-by-play here. This is too great not to document. Here we come. Here's the sit. His pitch. Ball a little outside, but a good pitch. About letters high.
Tyrell, I haven't seen him pitch.
Yeah, you don't see Tyrell pitch too much, but it's all hands on deck here as all three teams have lost players to have to leave for work and other obligations. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count is 1-1.
Base loaded, any outs?
There are one out.
And Chuck's wearing the black pants.
Yeah, he's got the black pants with two things of white at the bottom of his cuffs of his pants. Here's the pitch. And strike two. High. There you go.
Strike
two. Late call on the strike, but he got it. The count is 1-2.
Chuck's tall. One out. That was a high fastball, and it's a good strike.
Chuck has a very rare compact stance. Here he goes. Here's the pitch. Outside. Chuck holds up. Good job. Runner comes home. No one's there to cover. The runner scores. The runner scores!
Weebies
take the lead. It is now 5-4-4. Weebies take the lead on the steal home. Was that by the commissioner? The commissioner scores the leading run on a steal of home. Wow. All right. We still have one out. The count is 2-2. There's runners on first and second.
Let's contact NSC. They got a recording.
This is one of the most insane things. Here's the pitch. High and inside.
Every team has had the lead at least once or
every
twice
team has had the lead, yeah. All right, we have a full count.
Is it safe to say that this is the closest matchup you could have in the PBL?
Probably. All right, we have a full count here, I believe. Might be 2-2, I can't tell. Here's the pitch. Strike three rings him up on a high inside. May have topped the top corner.
Strike zone's opened up, as it should.
And it's strike zone had opened up, but that was a pretty close top inside corner of the zone.
I've been barking earlier in the game at that, but that was the right call there.
All right.
You got to try to put some wood on that.
What is her name? Or their name?
I don't know their name.
They scored two this inning.
Player sporting pink long hairs at the plate.
Yeah, wild pitch.
Here's the pitch. Oh, called outside. Close pitch on the outside, but it's called outside. We have now two outs. Runners on first and second. One ball, no strikes.
Bottom of the lineup for the Weebies. Tyrell just got to throw some strikes here. That's a good strike.
On the there you go, Ty.
Top inside
groove
corner.
Groove them, baby. Groove them.
Counts 1-1.
Sorry. Hard to be a commentator and a fan.
Oh, we're all both right now. Here's the pitch. Another strike on the top inside corner. Umpire really giving that spot a lot of grace, but everything's close. Still PBL. Pitcher comes set. Kicks. Here's the throw. Down the middle. Swung and a miss. Strike three. That is the final out of the inning. But the Weebies take the lead on a deal of home. They are up 5 runs to 4 runs by CSR and 4 runs by S9. S9 has to bat, and then CSR has to bat to end things, or who knows if we'll end things. But we're still here, and we're going to keep watching as long as they play baseball, apparently. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back. All right, we are about to start the top of the 18th here. We have Mike on the mound for the Weebies, pitching to Max and behind the plate. Mike wearing a black pullover sweatshirt with no writing on it or anything, and white pants with a black pipe down the middle. We have John Michael at third base, Commissioner at short, Will at second, and there we go. Oh, thank you. A nice high life from a wonderful Pelicans player who is here. And then I can't really tell who all we got in the outfield.
I know they are.
Okay. The situation is, if S9 takes the lead here, they have to hold on one more inning while I believe they play defense to CSR batting. And if neither team scores another run, the Weebies win. And if CSR is the only team that can walk it off, because CSR will always bat last to end the quote-unquote inning, thrinning, whatever it is. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly very graciously went on a store run. Oh, wait, let's sit on this thing. It's not as cold.
Oh, yeah.
Hump up. Kelly's going to join me here in the booth. I felt like this should be documented. So we're doing play by play, and yeah, you're going to be my color person here.
Great.
I don't think I've ever seen Mike pitch. Looks like he's got a lot of velocity on his fastball, though.
Scooch, I need my.
Scooch down. Three person booth here. With Alex of the Blues and Kelly from the Pelicans.
This guy.
You know, a lot of
in front of us. Pitches. They,
a lot of
I wouldn't be swinging at anything this guy is.
Motherfucking baller.
Kids might listen to this. Damn.
This guy's been crow hopping on the mound.
Hey, what's up?
We gotta freaking document this. This is the craziest freaking thing I've ever seen. All right, for S9, we have Phil, the captain, former captain, excuse me. I wish I hadn't said that, but that was just what I thought of it. But Schmidt's been having a great season, and he's been hitting well, and S9's really been playing really well lately. And he's leading off as the ghost runner, as we implicated.
And then we got the two new guys with, like, the backup jerseys.
Yeah. S9 probably has the most amount of alternate jerseys.
In like the 8th, 9th inning, you know, fucking lifetime ago.
Oh, wow. Who is that?
This is the guy who didn't make it to first.
Oh, he did get injured. Okay. Yeah, you were telling about that earlier.
He said it wasn't him, it was me, but, you know, whatever.
All right, here we go. Runner in second, no outs. Mike comes set at the plate. Here's the pitch. High over the middle.
Don't swing at anything.
You know what I really love about this 3-game series is that, it allows people who wouldn't normally pitch to be able to pitch, because we've had a couple people be pulled for the 7 strikeout rule.
Good.
There's a strike down the middle.
Wow.
And people have had to leave just because of work and stuff.
Absolutely. It's now 11:30 at night.
Sorry, it's past midnight now.
Oh, my bad.
We are on to Friday, my friends.
We are on to Friday.
Here's the pitch. Swung on an outside ball in a dirt. One ball, two strikes. We've also had people show up late. So some teams have added some depth. Mark showed up later for the Secret 9, and he's been a godsend as far as pitching depth. But he did just come from a playoff softball game, having pitched that whole game as well. So we'll see how that goes into
it. Definitely adds a different flavor to...
Sure. Rung him up on a... what looked like a low strike 3, but the batter thought he was taking ball 4, but he is walking to the dugout. A little slump shoulder.
Did he play 2 games?
Well, okay.
Did he?
Actually, no, it's only 1. It doesn't matter because
this is regular season.
It's only
1. It's only 1 game.
Second guy.
James.
He didn't play any games.
Some debate about how many games James of S9 played this season, but here's the pitch to the plate.
I don't know. guys.
Maybe two.
Ball one.
Is this regular? Is this regular season or is this post?
Ball one, run out. Runner on second.
Some chatter in the league about some rules.
I don't give a fuck.
Maybe some debate about players with the two-game minimum implicated before last fall's season. I've had a couple of interesting rules implicated. That one, and you have to have 9 players no later than 5 minutes after the game to encourage people to grow their rosters and not be a little stingy with places and pull in some new people. I think it's a good move. Here's the pitch to the plate. Right down the middle. Strike two.
Laser beam.
That pitch taken right down the middle.
Right, man.
Yeah. Pitch did have a little bit of life on it. Moved a little inside on him. For sure.
This guy's got some.
Counts 1-1. Mike comes set, kicks. Here's the pitch. Outside, what were you going to say, Kelly?
Some other interesting rules in the PBL that you were talking about earlier, Mike, is the fact that in the playoffs, you don't have to bat all the players. And so that adds some gamesmanship to the game.
Yeah, I don't know if how many of these teams. Oh, pitch is way over his head. Way over his head and inside.
Hope we don't see any more. Like
3-1. That was
dangerous.
He lost his grip on that one. Yeah, I bet all three of these teams have been having to use people that they may have not, you know, they may have had alternate A-B batting lineups, but now everybody's playing because the things have been thin. Yes.
Yeah.
And the dew has dropped.
Swings and misses. Count is full count here. Runner on second, one out, full count.
Can I get a sip?
Batter steps in, taps in the outside corner of the plate.
Like gold bars, these days.
Wearing one of the baseball tees, the S9 alternates. Mike comes set. Here's a kick and a pitch. Low hits the plate, bounces up. Walk, ball four. Runners on first and second now.
Oh, and they bring up the speedster Mark. You know.
Yeah, Mark up to bat here.
One out. You think he might try to bunt?
I don't know, but Mark's a late addition to this thing. It seems with.
He's a bunter.
Well,
he's not much of a swing.
The lefty pitcher steps into the box. He's got a wide stance here with his blue adorned in some baby blue jersey from his sophomore team. Here's the pitch.
No.
Strike on the upper outside corner.
Generous.
Top outside corner. Might have been a little high, but definitely within the PBL thing. Mike comes set. Here's the pitch. Ooh, curveball. Looked like it caught the corner, but barely didn't. So counts 1-1. It's Mark. Wearing skinny blue long pants with his white cleats. Here's the pitch. Ball outside to the lefty.
2-1.
We have a sharp jest umpire crew here today from the Giants, all wearing suits. Here's the pitch. Ball is high over the middle. Skips off the catcher's mitt over his head and bounces around the backstop. Batter helps to get back to the pitcher. Here we go. We have 3 balls and 1 strike.
It's on your shirt.
he hates the fact that he has gopher on his jersey.
Here's the pitch. Ball high, called a high strike. It looked a little bit above the letters, but that's the call. Here we go. Here, Mark's got 2 on him now.
Yeah. Well, he hadn't swung the bat yet.
He hadn't swung the bat. He didn't take a bat.
I don't blame the umpire for calling that one. Full count.
Full count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Don't blame the umpire for that. We're out here swinging the bats.
Yep. Mike comes set. Here's the pitch. High ball 4.
Toss it.
Max.
It was a walk, but the captain runs, running from third and rounding and looking like he was threatening to maybe steal home on the wild pitch. Over the head of Max, the catcher, but he holds up at third base. There's a meeting on the mound.
I think catcher made a mistake there, asking for another high fastball. You're not going to get 2 of those in a row.
I don't know if he was. I don't know.
Getting a timeout.
We have a timeout. Spencer on the mound to talk to the battery.
I think this catcher needs to fucking chill out and just frame everything in the middle of the plate.
We don't know what's being called. I can't tell you how many times I've told one of my pitchers to, I want this low and outside, and they throw it up and in. So, who knows?
Well, just He was standing up. Like
I don't know how many.
Statue of Liberty there.
Yeah, true.
Just put her in the middle of the plate.
I don't know how many times Mike.
Mark doesn't swing the bat ever.
Still drew the walk, got on base. Now the bases are loaded. That's night down by one run. Oh, curveball down the middle. Pitch. Nice pitch. Ball kind of overthrown back to the pitcher by the catcher, but he hangs on to it in a reasonable area and holds
Squirrely
the captain of
Phil Minasalli at third base.
Phil is looking very
squirrely.
He's looking like he wants to steal home over there. Oh, the batter is hit, and he walks in the run. Takes it off the back of his calf, but that scores Phil from. No, it's not game. CSR still has to bat. So it's 5-5-4 now. With one out and the bases are still loaded. Is this not the most PBL thing?
It is. And you know what? You were talking about, you know, we were talking about gamesmanship earlier. And I'm wondering, Mike, how you're feeling about, you know, going in number one seed and, you know, planning for this next game.
Yeah, like just fucking. Well, I think as the pitch is fouled off behind the plate, I think all of these teams you play very differently, but I think we would play S9 a certain way, especially having been breaking our hearts with losing the last game of the season to them last year and the playoff game to them last year. So, you know, we're going to. Ooh, ball skips in, hits Max in his back as he turned around to try to pick it. Skips away, but he's able to keep it in play.
Max,
you know, I think we.
Max is a very athletic pitcher.
You know, I think we.
Tough to steal home against him. He's quick on his feet.
He went back and got that ball.
It's late night, but I think it's only fifth or sixth.
Yeah, no,
so
I mean.
He's gone. But, you know, tonight.
Here's the next pitch.
Fleet.
To answer your question, I think we would play. We probably would play Secret Nine differently. Pitches high, Secret Nine differently than we'd play the Weebies or CSR. We probably would bat everybody against them, and maybe think about an alternate batting order against S9 because it's going to be a less room, you know, no room for error against them. There, that team has got a lot of good pitching, swing and a foul back.
And that's part of the glory of the PBL. Yeah. You know, is that gamesmanship? Is that that strategy going behind, you know, how we play this beautiful game that we all love.
Yeah, and I think definitely on a philosophy that we have on our team, everyone's going to play in the field and everyone's going to bat. So we're going to try to make sure that we do that because, ball is fouled at the plate.
Foul tip.
It's foul tip.
Dead ball.
Mistakenly is trying to look like he's threatening. But I think, you know, you're asking me personally, I want to keep S9 out of the championship game again because they're always there and we've been knocking on the door for the last three seasons and just can't figure out how to get it done for one reason or another. So I would, I'd love to be playing either you or the Giants in the championship. So here's the pitch. Outside, skips out of his glove, but the runner holds. Ooh, good job, Max, and not scooping up the ball with
Max,
your
be an athlete, babe.
Face mask.
And
as in the
zone.
MLB rules, that would be a balk, and the runners would automatically advance because you cannot use anything other than – you can't use any other equipment to touch the ball with. Anyway, batter is choked up at the plate a little bit. Here's the pitch, the kick. Swing and a miss on a high inside strike. For strike three, big strikeout. All right, here we go, though. Now there are two outs with Stu at the plate with the bases loaded.
Come on, Stu, give her a good swing here, babe.
This is a big batter. I mean,
He walked us off. He walked us off with a home run, which is the only time I've seen this in this league. Here's the kick and the pitch from Mike.
He has proven over and
inside,
over again
skips behind
to be
there and bounces
a solid
right back to the catcher.
Player.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, little overflow back. Oh. Overflow back to the kit, back to the pitcher. Will Krause at second base. Third base runner was not paying attention. He was talking to his third base coach. That might have been an opportunity missed there. But, honestly, don't try anything stupid to get the third out when you have one of the best hitters in the league at the plate. So, won't fault him too much.
Yeah, you don't.
All right, here we go. Stu swinging an axe handle bat, choked up a little bit to himself. Just trying to get the ball in play over the field. Good curveball. Breaks over the plate. Right above the knee,
this
fantastic pitch.
This pitcher has Mike's, a dirty curve. I
mean, when he gets his wrist and he flicks it, and he throws it down, it's good. Here's the kick and the pitch. Another fastball.
Oh!
Rocketed out to center, right to the center field, and caught! Caught in center field.
What a catch. Yeah!
Center fielder only had to take about one step back, but he was there and made the catch on the hard line drive by Stu.
Another tie. Another tie.
The game is now tied 5-5-4, so it's not completely tied, but Weebies have 5.
Okay.
They scored. S9 did not pull ahead in that inning, but they tied. So Weebies have 5, S9 has 5, and CSR gets to bat with their 4 runs to try to tie it up or walk it off. CSR is the only one that can walk it off. So let's go. CSR kept this thing going. CSR is the one that tied it up once S9 had 4 runs when they were down to their last at-bat with 1 run, keeping everyone's hopes alive because all 3 teams are batting. They did not stop after regular innings to just do the 2 teams that were tied.
Yep, and just to give a forward-looking outlook to next weekend, so we've got Ruguru at number 1 seed, who's going to play the winner of this 3-way game, and then the Giants in 2nd seed playing the Pelicans next weekend.
Yep, 3:00 game right after ours.
Yep, absolutely.
That's going to be a great game.
PBL glory.
Kelly, where's Barry
Uper? A lot of pitchers being used tonight. This is a long game. A lot of people getting, but hey, you don't necessarily see people getting too tired here. Mark's back on the mound for Seager 9.
I don't like it at all. I think it's
you know, with the week off and then the rain out, it's been a little bit of a big lull here before the playoffs, which is kind of disappointing. But this is a great taste of what we could have next week. Any of these teams could win this.
That's true. And that is the beautiful thing about the PBL.
How even are these teams? Like, we've got 3 teams tied for 4th place. And we chose to do this really crazy fun format, which I was a bit of a head scratcher when they put it out there, but I liked it in concept. And having seen it today, it's just chaos. But it's been very organized chaos. There hasn't been any, like, are we up to bat? Or are they up to bat? They actually did a really good job. And although that chart gives me a headache when I look at it, it does make sense. And it's been pretty cool here. So it was a little uncertainty in extras. They implemented that ghost runner, which was probably a good idea. I think that works well to keep things. That's been keeping things very interesting. And if CSR ties it, we have to do a whole nother 2 innings and everybody bat again. If CSR walks it off, it's over, obviously. So it is 12:22 a.m. on Friday. I need to drink some of this beer, so we'll be right back. All right, here we go. Bottom of the 18th. CSR up to bat. We have Jared up, Troy behind the plate, and Mark on the mound. CSR gets the ghost runner at 2nd base. Ben running at 2nd. Got some bright shoes on with the green knee-high socks. Mark has the ball. Comes set, rocks, kicks. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed on him. Nice ball in the outside corner of the plate.
You know, Mark's deceptively fast.
He's got velocity. You
know, he's a very good pitcher.
Roped down the 3rd base line, foul.
He's
a deceptively good pitcher, yeah. And you know he doesn't get a lot of the dues because Stu is so dominant, phenomenal and
but
dominant.
I think he started almost every game for them this season. He's done a lot of innings and he's done a lot of hard work. You know, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed again outside for strike 3. Dude has pitched some innings this season. And he's had to get himself out of a lot of trouble, and he's struggled tonight, but he's also been extremely effective at times. And as a closer, he's doing great.
Well, and you know, that strikeout makes all the difference in the world because with the runner on 2nd, you know, that changes the game because even if the batter bunts or gets a hit, they can shut it down in 2 outs.
Shoeless pops it up to shallow center field. 2nd base going out makes the catch. Runner does not advance on the shallow.
That was a great play.
Man, 2nd baseman on his heels running out to shallow center field. That was a great play.
Is that Hunter?
Hunter. Apparently is the player who made 2nd base. Sorry, I don't know everybody's names. I'm really bad about that.
look at the shorts up in the second.
All right, cue up to bat.
Same body.
Marquis does a pinch. Strike on the outside corner.
Marquis got it dialed in right now. Yeah. He is very commanding in his pitching and being able to hit the strike zone, which is the most important thing right now with two outs and a runner on.
And Q grounds up the middle. The pitcher kind of misplays it. The runner's coming home, but that's the third out. That was a third out. Good play by Mark after misplaying the grounder pretty hard up the middle. He's got a piece of his glove on it, but he was able to recover and get the ball over to first base for the out. We're playing another three innings. We have another three half innings. Every team will bat again and ending with CSR. So we go into now what is going to be the top of the 19th, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Top 19. No one can walk it off except for CSR, so the Weebies will be up to bat first. Who's up to bat first? Excuse me?
Pretty good now.
Who's up to bat next to it? Piper. Who's up to bat?
Who's up to bat?
I don't actually know.
Okay. We don't know. We've lost control.
There is a meeting out at shortstop between Jared, the commissioner, Spencer, and I believe Jared from S9. I think they're talking about what's going to happen next.
I think y'all will be all right with whoever wins pitching rotation.
What? James got pulled, so he didn't pitch that long. Stu has an arm made of rubber, so I ain't... They're gonna go if we play S9. They're gonna go up against a very hungry Andy Gross, and they will have to think long and hard if they want to pull him like everyone else has. Andy's been having a great season. Had an injury in the second game, and we didn't know how long he was gonna be out. But he kind of took it easy a little bit, and was able to come back and hit. He's turned around his bat. He's been hitting great, and he's been pitching really good. So much so that people have. Made the strategic choice to pull him, which has been an interesting thing this league, this year especially.
Yeah, I mean, the seven strikeout rule in the PBL has definitely added a new ingredient into the game of baseball.
Yeah, the purpose of it was to keep games close or make games come back from getting too out of hand. And, you know, some teams have definitely ended up on the short end of that stick with some heartbreakers after being up big, but... That's tough, and that's the way it goes. That's like kind of proving that the rule is working. You know, you can choose to keep a pitcher in. Nobody pitches all that long most of the time, but you know, we've had a lot of pitchers go complete games this season too.
Yeah, that's
and without striking at us. So it's like people like Jake Gold has pitched the most innings on our team in the year with 20 and 2/3, mm-hmm. with one complete game and another 8 1/3 effort and a couple of relief starts. We had our dog pitch a complete game. S9 pitched almost a complete game versus us. We've had two other teams do that. I mean,
well, and you know, I think that the Pelicans, you know, my team, we have had pitchers throw seven strikeouts in a game and then not get pulled. So it's you know, it's totally up to the other team of whether they follow that rule or not. And you know, it is sometimes honored and sometimes not.
Well, I as much as I initially disagreed with the choice aspect of things, I think I've kind of come around on that. And also, for the record, I was never against that rule. I was against the rule as the rule. I was against it as kind of a, this is going to fix some of the, let's call it attitude problems in the league. You know, that everybody's got a little share in. And we certainly had to kind of talk to ourselves and make sure that we were, you know, being fun people to play with. Win or lose, everybody should be.
I just heard Q say the game is on hiatus, so we're going to have to
We have a big meeting between teams down on the third base corner, but the Secret Nine is absent from that talk. But they seem to be looking like they're putting their jackets on. I don't know if it's because they're batting. We're waiting to hear. I don't know if all the teams are just walking without their equipment or anything to home plate. I think there's just going to be a picture. And what's the word here? This game will be resumed. Wait, which day?
Sunday, 9 o'clock.
A.M. I was about to say, I was like, I don't pee. I don't really how does that work. This game will be resumed Sunday morning at 9 a.m. The winner will be playing a doubleheader against the Rougarou immediately following. This has been a crazy freaking night. I was here for the first few innings, left, played a softball game, and came back. I thought I was going to miss the end by a little bit, and boy, was I wrong. I got here at, what, 10:45, and it is 12:30, and they are calling it. It's 12:30 a.m. on Friday. Both teams, all three teams. It's weird to say through. We are on this is a momentous occasion. This is a momentous occasion. There's a lot of people still here. I'd say a lot of people still here, but it's all three teams are showing some solidarity behind home plate to take a picture. And one of the most unique things I think was ever seen. Alex is taking the picture. Here we go. All righty here. Oh, Alex is still taking pictures. Do we do multiple phones? There's some confusion out here. Oh, there's a Secret 9 player that wasn't feeling a picture. You know, teacher, it's been a long, long night. They've been playing since 6:30. This has been almost, nearly a six-hour game, a six-hour affair, and it's not even over. This reminds me of back in, 2009, I was in New York and watching, they had the longest tennis match ever that spanned 3 days. And we had to keep coming back and playing, and then we had to come back and play a third day, and that thing ended. So there's going to be two really disappointed teams after this monumental effort by everybody today. This is crazy. Seems like everybody kept it cool and classy. There's definitely some frustration that it's not over, and it's a crazy format that's hard to swallow at times, and, you know, they made some decisions on the fly, but this is the most PBL ending to this, don't you think?
It is. I do. I do agree. I think that the continuation Sunday at 9 brings in a whole other element of surprise and spontaneity, and I think it's going to be fun to watch. So if you're in New Orleans and you got nothing to do on Sunday, y'all should come out.
All right. We have Q coming to sit in with us here. Yeah. What's up? Hey, that's a great freaking rake. We had real good dad talk about how great your rake is.
Yeah, our groundskeeper crew over here at Perry Rome has always done right by us.
Yeah, it's been good. All right, Q. What are your first reactions? What are you feeling right now after this six-hour affair?
It was a war of attrition.
Yeah.
We got 11 zeros on the board before the first run score.
Wow. Yeah, there was some good pitching to start the game. I was here for most of the first part. I was here for the first third.
I mean, I think five pitchers got pulled for seven strikeouts.
Wow.
Stu, the other guy on S9.
James.
James, yeah. Sorry. I just never see him. I hope to see more of him. Cam. A couple of the guys. It was just a great game. And it's still not over. So.
Wow. So that's definitely the most pitchers that have been pulled in a single game. It's hard to call this a single game. It's its own. I think it's its own beast.
Yeah.
And the rule is definitely proving itself to do exactly what it was designed to do. Yeah. Keep games close and keep things. Dude, y'all, tell me about coming back after being down, 4-3-1. But you guys still had to bat, and S9 is sitting over there looking helplessly at everything happening, and you guys tie it up, almost win it. How was that inning?
It was euphoria up until our center fielder Ben. He hit a massive shot to the left field, and the next one, the Weebies just came and scooped it up. And we had the bases loaded.
He took like one step and was right there.
He was right there.
Still a hard play to make.
Oh,
it was a hard line drive.
Almost to the fence. But
that's right. He hit that long
right
fly ball.
It was that long fly ball. Just great plays. When the plays need to be made, they were made. S9 made some great, great defensive plays.
That diving stop by Stu at second. Diving to stop the grounder and then flipping it to second for the final out was so good. I mean, that was the game.
Yeah.
That was the game. Saved the game on that play.
It really did.
Well, all right. That's it for Q.
Yeah.
And, thanks so much for coming over here.
Yeah.
I don't know if we see any other players around here. I don't really feel like getting up. If I get up, I'm getting up to leave. I was hoping to get a weebie.
You want me to go get you a weebie?
Yeah, go get me a weebie.
Go get me a weebie,
Kelly. John Weigel doing some great groundskeeping out there. So we're in the post-game show here for sure. We just felt like this thing should be documented. So we started this in the 17th inning. I think it was the top or the bottom. I have no idea. So everybody will be playing one half inning at least starting Sunday morning at 9. And it'll be the same format. CSR will still bat last. And gosh, I don't know who bats next. Piper, who bats next? Oh, Piper's on the phone. A little meeting of a few people behind home plate here. Still a few fans hanging out. Shoeless coming up here. His pants more tattered than they were before after that attempt to steal home. Man, it's one tough son of a bitch. His feet are dirty. That's baseball walking away right there. That's the definition. You look up baseball, it's that dude in the park. Great game, bud. Your shoes are in your hand. Shoeless Joe forgets his shoes. Breaking news.
That was a weird time to end the game.
Yeah, but it was after the CSR at bat, so that makes the most sense because they have to bat last.
Okay.
So who would lead off Sunday morning? All right, Kelly is fishing for a weebie. S9 will lead off Monday morning. Weebies followed by the Weebies and CSR. I guess we'll figure out the defensive opponent at that time. But boy, what a night! I think we have Max from the Weebies coming over here.
Good calling out there. You're dressed sharp, Kate. You said good calling out there. You're just sharp. I like it.
All right. Joining us, we have Max from the Weebies popping open a cold Modelo Especial. What are you feeling? How are you feeling? What are your thoughts after that, what Q called a war of attrition?
Well, you know, it's great to be a part of history here. Absolutely. At Perry Rome. Pretty special time. I don't necessarily agree with where we ended up. But it was a well-fought battle. I think all parties played ball. I think we all made it work. I think I expected more turmoil within the craziness.
I mean, I guess it was kind of an exponential buildup because the first third of the innings that I was here for, it was 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0.
Oh, yeah.
And then I leave. Alex is sending me a couple things. It's like, oh, great. It's like 2-1 or like, what was it? It was 3-2-1 or something. And then I drive back after a softball game. I get here, and here we are 6 hours after first pitch.
Once Creek popped the top on it, it was on.
Yeah.
It was on. Kevin called it. I don't know if Kevin was the one who scored that first run, but once that happened, it was on. And we just, from there on.
How many different pitchers did y'all use today?
I think we used three. We used Earl. We used Earl. Let's see. Earl, Joe, and Mike. And Mike is on the board for, we have the option of using him Sunday.
Given I don't think I've ever seen Mike picks. Mike had some great curveballs. When he had his curveball going, that was nasty.
Wiley Mike we picked right up off the street. That's a good kid. He's been waiting for his chance, and he throws some fucking junk up there. I think he could take a little bit off the heat. I think I was being a little greedy. You call pitches balls and strikes. I was being a little greedy with it. especially given it was his first time. But I think he's going to do well. I'd like to see him start us off on Sunday. And absolutely. Then hopefully that boy Danny Gibbs, the boogeyman, will be available.
Well, if it's y'all starting off, it'll be against us, and that'll be really fun.
That'd be fun too. That's the other caveat, right? You got to fucking think about the long
also. You're double heading it next week, or you know, maybe it might be an inning, or it might be everybody plays one inning. Who knows?
I personally would have liked to see the game end tonight, no matter how that would have happened.
It's late. I understand. It's a practical decision. It's not the emotional baseball decision I think we all want, but you know. That's the way baseball goes sometimes.
It's called stamina, right? Everybody's got it. Some people got more than others, and some people got other obligations, which I can respect too. But we're out here for 6 hours, make it 8,
no resolution.
Close it out. That's my philosophy. I appreciate y'all for sticking it out. And
we're excited about Sunday, and I can't wait to see.
Yeah, let's
go.
Come on out for that.
Come on, bring it on. Win that game, so we play. Let's go.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Thanks,
all right, dude.
Appreciate
great game. Great job out there holding it down. All right, in this impromptu post-game show here, we got Mark, who came late and stepped in as pitching relief for the Secret Nine in what is easily the craziest game. Almost 6 hours, maybe even a little bit, a tad over 6 hours. Yeah.
Dude, what?
I got here at 6. The game started at about 6:40. But we're sitting here. We at last pitch was at about 12:20, so we got as close to it as we can. So gosh, we got John out there on a scooter dragging the field with the chains and stuff. Actually, field looked great. The field looks great. So Mark, you played a whole softball game, as did I before you came back. But unlike me, who's just sitting on his ass, you were out there and you fucking pitched the last couple innings there. So tell us about coming in and keeping it. Like, coming in and getting up there.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it straight up. I came out here to fuck these hoes, all right? No.
Whoa, okay.
No, sorry for my language. I came out here, you know, looking to mess some people up, you know, like, look. I come out here to win. I want my team to win. I was in a bar room. I ain't gonna lie. I was in a bar room. I was drinking with some friends. Stu called me. Hey, what you doing? I'm at a bar, you know.
Because you had Stu and James pulled with the strikeout rule.
Yes, that's what Stu told me, and... I call Jerry. I said, look, dude, I can be out there in about 13 minutes, maybe. It's my GPS says. And I was rolling down I-10, and I was like, man, I can get there pretty quick.
And you had your gear with you because you played softball.
I did.
So what if you had just been out at a bar?
You know, if I was just at a bar, I probably would have pitched in my Hey Dudes.
Yeah. Well, also, if you were just – also, if you were – you know, if you're out at a
softball.
But I was like, if you're out at a bar or not at this game, you know, you'd probably be a little circumspect there. Unless it was like a work thing. But
if I didn't have anything to do tonight, I wouldn't have been here. But I mean, honestly, I have a great time with these guys every single night. I wanted to win really bad. I'm sad we didn't complete the game.
Well, it was definitely a practical decision. It's 12:40. We got to get out of here. You know,
I respect everybody's decision.
Where we are, it's everything at. And I think it's the most fair for everyone that we get that out here and finish out. And then, but everybody gets a shot, which is so you were definitely here. Tell about how it was sitting over there, just kind of having to helplessly watch the CSR tie it up, almost walk it off, and because they tied it, come back out again.
Dude, it was hard watching that. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, man,
that's not a very baseball thing to have like no control over it.
But that's just baseball. You have no control over the game. Anything can happen. It could be a short little base hit right over shortstop that could hit the winning run in. It could be a bomb that
hits PBL, somebody in. You know, sure gloves make air. Everybody make air. You never know.
Even not in PBL, but just in general, it's just a baseball kind of thing. You sit there and you watch. You're like, man, that could have been us. And we could have won. We didn't.
Everybody had a shot. But you gotta hand it to you. All three of y'all. It's like, you know, Creech Street, sticking with it, putting the ball in play, making things happen to score and tie it up to keep it going. And then the Weebies coming back, taking the lead. And then you guys coming back again to tie it back up again to keep this thing going. And, you know, CSR can still win this thing. This is the interesting thing of the three-way. You know, you score, you still got two other innings that have to go your way, whether you're in the field or whether you're whether helplessly watching from the sideline. So it's going to be an interesting end to the thing on Sunday morning.
It is.
I'm not gonna turn right around and play us.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, if I gotta play Sunday morning, I'm gonna be dog tired. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be dog tired. I got some plans with my buddies on Saturday night. I don't know what time I'm going to get home.
But you can't do anything about that.
I don't know what time I'm going to get home. Maybe it might be 5 o'clock in the morning. It might be 2 o'clock in the morning.
Gosh, you told me about that the last time we were out here. I think it was umpiring something. You're like, okay, I was up at like 5 a.m. this morning. I was
dude,
like, what?
This weekend, I went out at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was hanging out with this girl. And, oh, sorry. I was out at 5 o'clock in the morning with a girl. And I had a softball tournament. I had to play at 12 o'clock. I thought he played at 9 o'clock, so I'm up at 8 o'clock, and I'm off for 3 hours of sleep for a softball tournament, and I'm like, damn, dude, I'm kind of tired right now. Come, like, 6 o'clock in the evening, I'm like, dude, I'm not mad we lost. I'm kind of...
You're a wild man.
Oh, dude, it's being young.
And that just makes me tired just thinking about that. But I'm only 35, and that makes me exhausted. Speaking of which, all right, we're going to call it a night here.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for talking.
Of course.
Go tell Phil. Yeah, we'll see you out
Phil
there in the morning.
Home, apparently.
All right.
I'm not offended by anything. I just want to say, I was laughing at that story.
Breaking news, Kelly is not offended by anything.
The problem is, we went out at like 12 o'clock, and I didn't hold the fucking five, and I was like, god damn, bitch. We're going to drink all night? I got a tournament tomorrow.
Oh, man.
And then here I am. Did I drink? Dude, I took a pickle shot before I left, and I was like, damn, this is going to be hit in the morning. And sure enough, it sure did. First at bat, my softball tournament was a fucking round. Right by first and second base with a single. I'm not running today, boys. I hate to tell y'all.
All right, man. Great game. Way to come back in here. And that is a perfect example why you always be rolling. Because you never know. All right, that's going to be it for me. I am tired and my voice hurts now. This has been a crazy evening. We will see everybody bright and early Sunday morning. It's going to be a cold, windy day as the forecast. So a lot of different things could happen. A lot of things are in play. Who knows what the weather is going to be. It might be a little overcast, which might play into the favor of the late game at 3 o'clock, who usually has to deal with some sun issues going over, especially in right field as the sun goes down. But if it's overcast, maybe that will even things out for everybody a little bit. All right, it is 12:47 p.m., 52 degrees on Friday morning. It is 12:47 a.m. on Friday, and I still have to drive home, and that's going to be it. So this is the impromptu booth crew. For Kelly and Piper and myself, we're signing off here. Happy baseball.
Rock and roll.